T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Paul and Jordana, hope your Monday is going well. Hope you're looking forward to 60 degrees as much as we are.
Mm-hmm.
Wednesday should feel pretty amazing. If you can get out of the breeze, it will feel more like late April.
When was the last 60 degrees? They were debating that on Chad's show earlier today. When was the last day we had 60 here?
You have to go back to October. I think it was like October the 20th. I'll look it up. But it hasn't been since October. So, yeah, we're due. We are way overdue for 60 degrees, and it seems to be coming. And now that we've melted much of the snow in the immediate metro, and I know you may have a glacier still in your yard.
Yep.
If it's shaded, if you have trees, the snow obviously not melting as fast. But the more snow we melt, the warmer the temperature can get. And, yeah, it's going to feel good by Wednesday.
What about Thursday, though? That's what we really care about because it's opening day.
Check in with me tomorrow, Jar.
No, come on.
Better yet, check in with me on Friday, and I'll tell you what happened, okay?
And you'll be
with
right.
100% accuracy. Yeah, it's not going to be as nice as Wednesday. It's going to be okay. I think it'll be mostly cloudy. Winds shift around to the northwest. Cooler, I think, falling through the low 50s into the upper 40s. Still light jacket weather, but better than last year again when it was 38 for the first pitch. It was pretty rough last year. It'll be a notch or two better this year, maybe a sprinkle, but we could see a lot worse.
We had a great time out at Target Field. Paul and I got to go there. It was a media day for the Gate 34 experience. Mm-hmm. And Gate 34 is where, what did they say, over 60% of people
enter?
Yeah, like
61% of the people come between Gate 29 and Gate 34. It is the main entrance, you know, right off the plaza. Very much front and center, and so they spiffed it up, and I thought it was really terrific what they've done.
So we got a chance to look around. I mean, not only spiffed it up, they have like a pop-up market there for mm-hmm. local Minnesota creators. You know, they had the Tiniest Donuts there, which is a Minnesota creation, the Cutest Donuts, were the Thumb Donuts. They had, Faribault Woolen Mills was showing there. So there are little pop-up shops that will change every few games. So Minnesota retailers, local Minnesota businesses, small businesses that can't necessarily afford to show at Target Field, can't necessarily afford to have a brick-and-mortar shop, get access to tens of thousands of fans as they come through the gate.
Great exposure. And the Twins also can benefit because as those brands grow and thrive and some of them take off, they may want to come back and upgrade their sponsorship and visibility. So it seems shrewd. It seemed like a win-win thing. I was also, as a would-be techie, impressed with what they're doing with Clear. And
Clear is, you know, when you go to the airport
right.
They do a retina scan or they do your 2-finger scan and you get to basically bump ahead of the line because it's a paid service. You don't have to stand online at TSA.
But at Target Field, there will be no charge. I mean, you sign up. Apparently, you sign up for this and you can use your 2 fingertips for admission. It knows who you are. And then you can also use that to do things like order craft beer.
Well, eventually, they said it's going to be like that because
that
there's
got my
a
attention.
Little brewery right there.
Right there at the entrance.
Little beer stand right there at the entrance. And they say at some point, I guess we're all getting to this, you're not going to need anything else except your fingertips to identify you because that's going to be hooked up to a bank account or a credit card. And if you come in through Clear, he said, you know, 2 fingers at the brewery and they're going to pour your favorite pint.
And then the other thing that stood out today was the green wall.
Yes.
The living wall. All those junipers, I guess, 32,000 green junipers.
Mm-hmm.
And
it's a lot. It was big.
It reminded me of a giant, big green chroma key.
Yes.
A giant green screen.
You going to do the weather from out there?
You know, that'd be interesting.
That would be kind of fun.
But the whole idea is to make it easier for the hitters, the batters, to be able to see the ball.
Right.
And which we certainly want.
When the Twins
are up to bat, when the opposing teams are up, Does it turn psychedelic and start to flash kind of like a strobe effect?
I think it should. I think we should bring our laser pointers.
No, don't even do that. Don't say that.
Don't really do that.
Don't do that.
It'll turn into a white wall or something. I don't know. Have them change the color of it when the other, but that wouldn't be fair.
It turns
black. It's not in the spirit of the game.
Bum, bum, bum.
But it was really cool. So the giant juniper wall is out back there. And also at Gate 34, they have this area with turf that's super family friendly. They had, you know, what's that toss game called with the boxes?
Beanbag.
The beanbag toss game. They had some horseshoes out there. They had a giant Jenga. You know, they had some fun family-friendly games. Yeah. If you're going early, you know, get a little nosh. They're going to put some picnic tables out there. It's supposed to be a very welcoming, homey, kind of hang out at the ballpark kind of feel. And it really was. It was a beautiful day. We had a great day to go on out there. There's cotton candy set up out there. And it was it's a great feeling. They do such a good job at Target Field.
I'm just happy they got the snow out of the stands. Yes. They were saying, you know, a week ago.
Yes.
Think about it. We've gone from 19 inches on the ground to a trace at the airport in less than 2 weeks. And there was still snow in the stands last week. So, you know, the Twins were very upfront. They said, hey, we got a reprieve from Mother Nature with the warming last week. It really helped to move things along. And they're ready for the opening day on Thursday.
Did they talk about the way that they actively do that? I mean, obviously melting is great, but they can help the melting along.
Do they have heaters?
No, they have
volunteers.
Fire hoses.
Fire hoses.
They take fire hoses to that, and that's how they melt down the and flush
interesting.
Out the snow.
Yeah. That's, well, smart.
Right?
It's done.
And they have such great water recycling throughout the ballpark. I mean, the entire field is hooked up to a water retention and recycling system.
So they can reuse all that water.
I'd like to see video of that.
Yeah, right?
Speaking of video, Paul and I did a Facebook Live. I think it was about 10 minutes we were out there walking around. So, yes, we're describing it to you on the radio, but when next time you're online, get on Facebook on the CCO Facebook site or the Paul and Giordano one, and you can we take you on a tour. We start it clear at the entrance, and then we do kind of a whole big tour of what we got a chance to see today.
It was nice. Just excited to be out there, excited for baseball, excited for summer.
I tweeted out a couple of pictures of us, my Twitter handle, at Giordano WCCO, your Paul Douglas weather. So check that out as well. And then tomorrow, it was really funny, we were a few of the media people out there today. But tomorrow, everybody else in the building is like, yeah, I can't wait to go back tomorrow because tomorrow is the food day. Are you going, Dan?
I'm not because I'm not really a foodie, so that doesn't necessarily appeal to me, but that's like, you know, huge
the big day.
Media circles is, yeah. The
right, because free food and cheap media, they're going for the food.
For sure.
So John Hanson, our boss, is going.
So
everybody's going out for the food. So tomorrow, Paul will be back there. Look for some more videos. You'll just have to take us on a grand tour. Are you not going back out?
Not that I know of.
Oh, okay.
Do you know something I don't?
You're going back out tomorrow. But look for some videos at a CCO because they're going to be tasting food. So they'll be chatting all about that.
And
can
I want
to get an update on Folker?
I want to thank everybody, too, who encouraged me to head out there. I'm glad I did. Okay. And Dad is home. He's better. The doctors still aren't sure exactly what happened. They think he had a TIA, a mini stroke, Tuesday morning. But why his blood pressure crashed to 60 Wednesday morning, the doctor looked at me and said, you know, we just don't know.
Really? That does not instill a lot of confidence, dude.
But, I mean, I admire that they were telling it like they saw it, but it is, I mean, the limits of medicine, right? You want to prove cause and effect, but you can't always. They said it might have been dehydration, might have been the meds, but that's what scared them even more than the stroke.
Yeah.
You know, the blood pressure gets
that's scary, man. The
systolic gets below 90. That's not good. So anyway, he's home. He's better and happy I could bring him home from the hospital late Friday and play parent to him.
Yeah, well,
over the
weekend. Glad you were out there too. When we get back, some of the big stories that are catching our eye today. Barbara Streisand said what, and then she apologized for what, and then I think an apology came out of Robert Kraft's mouth.
It was a non-apology apology from Robert Kraft.
There's that. And yes, of course, the Mueller report. The Mueller report is out. No, none of us have seen it.
When did that come out?
No, none of us have seen it.
Well, really? It's out?
But reaction, of course, to that. And we'll open the phones up. That's at 3:35. We'll be back. Really, Babs? Really? Oy. So Barbra Streisand really stepped in it. She and Michael Jackson were friends. And she said in an interview with the Times of London last week that she says, quote, you can say molested, but those children, this, of course, goes back to the Michael Jackson scandal, as you heard them say, they were thrilled to be there, she told the newspaper. She says they're both married, both have children, so it didn't kill them.
Wow.
As for Jackson, she said, quote, his sexual needs were his sexual needs coming whatever childhood he has or whatever DNA he has. Instead of blaming Jackson, she blames the parents of the boys for allowing sleepovers and close ties to Jackson.
Can somebody adjust her meds?
So then she must have come to out of the lack of consciousness or whatever was suffocating her brain, thinking that saying those things was okay. She apologized and said, I am profoundly sorry for any pain or misunderstanding I caused by not choosing my words more carefully. Okay, so that's a non-apology because you're apologizing for not choosing your words. You're not apologizing for being a jerk, you know? She said, I feel deep remorse, and I hope that James and Wade, the two gentlemen in the documentary, know that I truly respect and admire them for speaking their truth. So, you know what, Babs? Bad move all around. And I just hope she realizes that victims of abuse are really, they're suffer their whole lives when they are victims of abuse. Yeah. And I hope she learned something.
You never outgrow that, right? That's not a phase.
I hope she learned. I do.
Just because you can tweet doesn't
or,
mean.
Or give an interview.
You should tweet. Mm-hmm. Speaking of non-apology apologies, Robert Kraft sent out a carefully worded apology on Saturday.
I bet he did.
That, amazingly, for whatever reason, did not actually mention the criminal case ongoing in Florida. The two misdemeanor counts of prostitution.
Because he's not admitting guilt. He's saying, I didn't do it.
He said, I'm truly sorry. I'm sorry. I know I've hurt and disappointed my family, my close friends, my coworkers, our fans, and many others who rightfully hold me to a higher standard. Get this. Thousands of people around the country are now asking Procter & Gamble to pull the Gillette name off the Patriots Stadium in Foxborough,
no.
Massachusetts.
Is it called Gillette Stadium?
It is Gillette Stadium. And here's why.
Oh, that's a big
if
one.
You've been paying attention, 20,000 people have already signed on, and it's growing by the hour. The petition states that the charges against Kraft don't mesh well with Gillette's new ad campaign, which asks men to be the best they can be.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
So,
not living your best life there, Robert Kraft.
Well, you never know how the blowback is going to materialize.
That's a big one. That's a big financial one.
Yep.
All right, talking about more money, Michael Avenatti, you know, he's Stormy Daniels' lawyer. So he was charged today by federal prosecutors in New York with conspiracy to extort Nike. This is like a whole...
What?
I know. Isn't it bizarre? So we know him as the lawyer for Stormy Daniels and some other women who have come forward. But prosecutors say that he orchestrated a multi-million dollar extortion scheme. Okay? They claim that he went to Nike and he said he told Nike that he would announce allegations of misconduct by its employees if the company didn't pay $1.5 million to one of his clients. So you pay him $1.5 million and I'll keep whatever wrongdoing or misconduct by one of your employees quiet. Neither Nike nor Avenatti replied to request for comment about this.
Ouch.
That sounds bizarre and sordid. More to come. That's all I know for now.
Cool.
Headline to watch.
Hey, another thing that made me do a double take in this era of extreme partisanship on both sides. We have our tribes. We don't stray far from the core beliefs of our tribes and our peers. I admire politicians who swim upstream,
sure,
who take a contrary position based on facts, based on evidence, based on data. And so I have to give a salute to Representative Matt Gaetz. He's a Republican in Florida. He has been dubbed the Trumpiest congressman in Trump's Washington. He proposed a bill to abolish the EPA. That's not why I'm a fan. I'm a fan because he's circulating an alternative bill to tackle climate change. He acknowledges the fact that the climate is changing and it's us. This is Matt Gaetz, the GOP. He's not a fan of the Green New Deal,
mm-hmm,
but he has a five-page green real deal, a draft of which was obtained by Politico. It endorses fair and equal access to energy development on federal lands, offers no concrete timeline to curb carbon emissions, but it does highlight the findings of the National Climate Assessment and proposes the creation of high-wage jobs through alternative energy development.
For him.
His quote, "I didn't get elected to Congress to argue with a thermometer. I can tell the earth is warming based on overwhelming scientific evidence, and I don't think it's a coincidence that we've released 300 years of carbon in the last several decades."
Well, that so again, seems thoughtful.
Very much pro-Trump, you know, and yet has the courage to stand up and say, hey, the data is the data. Let's figure out a way to solve this and make it good for the economy and grow jobs and grow the economy. So he's not living in denial, and that's why this one kind of stood out to me.
I want to just get this last news story, and I've been following all day. Hamas, which is the terrorist organization that runs the Gaza Strip, says a ceasefire has been reached with Israel. Now, let's keep in mind, this is according to Hamas. Hamas is a terrorist organization, so we should never believe what terrorist organizations say. But the AP is reporting that Hamas says a ceasefire has been reached with Israel. Now, you're saying, why do we need a ceasefire? Well, let me tell you why. Early Monday, a rocket was fired from Gaza into a home in central Israel, into a civilian home in central Israel where seven people were wounded. Israel vowed to respond forcefully, and they did so. They did an Israeli airstrike, demolished the offices of Hamas, of a Hamas leader. So they didn't fire into civilians. They fired into a Hamas leader. Following that, 10 missiles were fired towards southern Israel, the Israeli town of Sderot, late Monday. No immediate reports of casualties. So rockets have been going back and forth. And what we are learning today is that Egypt may have brokered a ceasefire deal to end this latest round of fighting between Gaza and Israel. So it started early Monday when Gaza fired a rocket into a home in Israel. Israel responded. They demolished the offices of a Hamas leader. Fire has been exchanged both ways. Israel carried out a series of airstrikes across Gaza, back and forth. And now, apparently, Hamas is saying that a ceasefire has been reached with Israel. We know Benjamin Netanyahu was supposed to speak at AIPAC today in Washington. He did not. He flew home early to obviously deal with this attack from Gaza into Israel. So he's dealing with that, and hopefully he was there to help broker this if it's real. And we know that Mike Pence, I believe, spoke at AIPAC today. I don't know if that was in place of Bibi Netanyahu or if he was on the docket.
So this is breaking as new information comes in.
We'll
certainly share it. But
yes,
tensions building in the Holy Land. Mm-hmm. So we'll hope for the best.
Absolutely. It's also 3:30. When we get back, let's dig a little bit into the Mueller report. Of course, we don't know what to dig into because we haven't seen the Mueller report. We have seen the Attorney General's report, and we know what that says. But what's next? And what do you want to see next now that this information is out there? Let's talk after the break.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
It was just announced there was no collusion with Russia. The most ridiculous thing I've ever heard. There was no collusion with Russia. There was no obstruction and none whatsoever. And it was a complete and total exoneration.
Jordana and Paul here. That soundbite's funny because it's not true. What we do know is this. We've not seen the Mueller report, but we have seen the letter from Attorney General William Barr, which is a summary of the report. And it is very good for Donald Trump. It is a big win. Some say his best day since he's been in office came when Barr submitted this letter. Barr's report says that Trump and his aides did not conspire with Russia. and that Bob Mueller is not recommending any further charges other than the other people who have already been indicted and are going to prison. The letter also says that there was not enough evidence to prove that President Trump illegally obstructed justice. But Mueller's team did not come to a conclusion about whether Trump obstructed justice. That was up to William Barr and Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein. And they concluded that there was no obstruction of justice.
But isn't it just a matter of time before it is released? Not only to Congress, but to the general public with parts redacted that may threaten national security. But I think that's inevitable, that subpoenas will go out. And I think, yeah, everybody should know as much as possible what is in that report.
And, in fact, we're going to have Dean Phillips on coming up at 5:10 to talk about his reaction to that report. And then at 5:20, we're going to have State Representative Jim Nash talk about that. We tried to get some of our Republican, national congresspeople, but we're going to be chatting with both of them to hear reactions.
So did you have a hangover at any point?
From listening and watching
weekend? Were you surprised, disappointed? Were you...
I'm ready to be done. We talked about this on Friday, and I know you weren't here on Friday, but I am ready for this to be a line in the sand because I trust Bob Mueller.
Yeah, I do too.
And I have no reason not to trust Attorney General William Barr because Barr knows. I mean, he's a good lawyer. He knows he's going to be subpoenaed anyway, and he knows he's going to have to go in front of Congress and explain why he wrote the way he interpreted Bob Mueller's report. So I think these are very smart people. And if that was their conclusion, then okay, I accept that conclusion. If there was collusion, Bob Mueller would have found it, and he didn't. It doesn't mean there wasn't any wrongdoing or, you know, people weren't shady, but it means nothing illegal happened. And I, for one, am very grateful to learn that the president of our country did not collude with another government to sway the election.
Bob Mueller and his team could not prove criminality.
Okay. I'm glad that our president is not going to be convicted of this crime.
And I'm glad for the rule of law. Mm-hmm. I mean, everybody had these fever dreams and fantasies and, oh, my goodness, this is going to bring down the Trump administration. Mm-hmm. And you just wait and it's going to be amazing. Mm-hmm. And then, wow, I think a lot of people were
disappointed.
Well, certainly on the left. Mm-hmm. And now my question is, is this a pivot point? Is this an inflection point for the Democratic Party? Instead of focusing on criminality and investigations, and now we're going to have subpoenas in Congress. And, yeah, of course they're a check on the balance of power. They should be checking the administration.
Sure.
But how about finding the absolute best person they can find to go up against the president?
You mean in 2020?
Right. Instead of trying to bring him down, with investigation after investigation, how about defeat him at the polls in 2020?
Well, these investigations satisfy me. I hope that the country can move on from here. I really do. I hope that people accept the Mueller report and that we can have a little bit of healing. Because there are people that think that President Trump is the worst human ever to exist on the planet. And he's probably not. So everybody else needs to sort of get over that. Okay, there was no criminal indictment here. It hasn't been proven that he colluded with Russia. So he didn't do it. So let's accept that and let's move on.
Well, again, as has always been the case, and it was fun for me to watch the cable headlines this weekend talking about this report that nobody had. But just, again, pontificating about what might or might not be in the account. We don't know what Southern District of New York is going to uncover, if anything. We don't know what we don't know. But until and unless criminality is proven.
What we also don't know is why Robert Mueller did not exonerate the president from obstruction of justice. You know, it seems that the attorney general has exonerated him from says there was no obstruction of justice, according to the Mueller report. But the Mueller report didn't come to that conclusion. So, you know, unfortunately, Bob Mueller, you left it a little wishy-washy. And he'll probably be subpoenaed to explain that. And maybe he will. Then we'll have a little more clarity and some visibility around why that happened.
Some are saying he purposely left it wishy-washy, basically kicking the football back down to Congress to figure this out. But again, what are we doing to move the country forward in the interim,
mm-hmm.
you know, areas where there might be some common ground, healthcare, infrastructure?
Mm-hmm.
What are some things we can agree on? And we're tied up in knots now with the specter of more investigations, more subpoenas. So I don't know. I think
that's a bad move for the Democrats.
The Democrats have an opportunity here to take a deep cleansing breath
right.
and sort of shift course and focus more on the campaign.
Right.
And what do you stand for? What's your vision? How are you going to make things better in America?
Right.
And who's the best person to carry that message as opposed to litigating or trying to litigate
mm-hmm.
a series of endless investigations with a president, which at the end of the day, I think, again, if there was criminality, prove it. Okay.
But they didn't.
They didn't.
They didn't. Right.
So turn the page, move on.
So you're saying we shouldn't even be investigating the obstruction of justice claim that's still sort of out there?
I think we need to continue threads wherever they lead, but until you find evidence of actual mm-hmm. criminality. I'm not saying stop the investigations mm-hmm. underway, but is this what we can look forward to the next, you know, for the next year and a half?
Yeah. I think if the Democrats plan to win in 2020, and by the way, I don't think they can. I think he just got reelected. And that makes me sad, but I think he definitely just got reelected in 2020 because they're going to play on this. But you know, the Democrats in 2016 won a lot of seats during the midterms, and they didn't campaign on impeachment, and they didn't campaign on all of this criminality. They ran their races, and I think it's best for them to stay that course.
A lot of people don't like Donald Trump personally.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a lot of suburban women,
mm-hmm.
but you don't have to be a suburban woman not to like Donald Trump personally. Mm-hmm. But that's a different question than did he break the law?
Mm-hmm. And now we know there was no collusion. They don't find that Donald Trump colluded.
Ben White from Politico said that economic modeling historically used to predict presidential elections would give the president a landslide victory if the election were held today. That's the tailwind he has mm-hmm. in addition to the power of incumbency. A lot of people will be elated by that possibility. Mm-hmm. A lot of people will be crushingly disappointed. By the way, the president was asked if Robert Mueller acted honorably. Did you hear this? And President Trump said, quote, yes, he did. He added that the release of Mueller's report is up to the attorney general, but that it, quote, wouldn't bother me at all.
So he says it's okay to release the whole report.
Now that he has kind of that initial thumbs up, hey, there's nothing in here that's going to blow up in your face.
Yeah, he might regret saying that.
Well, we'll see. But again, we're peeling away at an onion, and we'll see how this plays out.
Absolutely. We know you want to chime in, so yes, absolutely. Feel free. 651-989-9226. Greg's in Bloomington. Greg, what do you want to jump on in here?
I just wanted to bring up the fact, a lesson that I was taught as a little boy playing BAA baseball in Bloomington. My father taught me how to be a good loser,
mm-hmm.
to congratulate the winners, be a good sport. And after the past 2.5 years of the Democrats piling on Donald Trump, I think that they are sore losers. They can't get over it. And now they want to continue investigating without any hard factual evidence. This is not the way. That is, and I agree, that is harassment. It's the same as somebody investigating you or anybody else because they suspect or they assume or they heard a rumor. No, you don't investigate people or their friends or their finances unless there's hard facts that can be shown. And there are no hard facts. The report just came out, and the Democrats and the liberals need to move on. I am so sick of this sore loserhood.
I think the idea of collusion, I think we've pretty much put that to bed. You know, that the report says no collusion. No collusion. What about this obstruction of justice that Robert Mueller left open, Greg? Do you think we need to get to the bottom of that?
Well, number one, who is talking about the collusion? It's the media.
No, the collusion is over. I just said we're done with that. We're moving on to the other charge of obstruction of justice.
The whole obstruction.
Right.
Yeah, okay. Who's talking about it the most? It's the media.
Well.
Okay, it's the media. The media is trying to stir the pot and get people to now investigate this other. It's like, get over it. Move on.
All right. You know what?
How many of my taxpayer dollars have been wasted on this? I want Nancy Pelosi and Schumer and all these other clowns to pay us back all the money that they've wasted. Nancy Pelosi goes to work every day to attack Donald Trump. She doesn't go to work every day on behalf of the American people.
Greg, I appreciate the call. And just want to remind everyone that Nancy's the one who did say we are not taking the impeachment tact, even when some of the other Democrats in the party said we're going to file articles of impeachment. She's the one who said we're not doing
that but she
until
also
there's anything to impeach.
She also gave him a dig. She said, didn't she say he's not worth it?
Really? You know, that's just
you may not like the president, but have respect for the office.
Well, now you're getting into dangerous waters here. Jim's in St. Paul. Jim, jump on in here.
Yeah, see, you know, there's a couple of things I want to bring up.
We just got 30 seconds, Jim. I'm sorry.
Okay, one, if you look into this Barr fellow and look into Iran Contra, you'll see what a crook he is.
Well, he is the acting attorney general.
He did the same thing before. And Rudy Giuliani the other day famously said, you know, this report Mueller's got is going to be devastating. Well, he made another statement after it came out, and he said, my God, this is a better deal than I thought we were going to get. Now, tell me there isn't collusion.
Well, you know what, Jim? The report says no collusion. I trust Robert Mueller, and the report says no collusion.
If you trusted Bob Mueller last Thursday, you got to trust him today. Mm-hmm. And you know, again, most people go off evidence and most people want to be fair. Mm-hmm. So, all right, 349 Jura Wixon Jewelers time. Visit the custom jewelry experts at Wixon for exquisite jewelry that is handcrafted in-house, designed exclusively for you.
We're talking about the Mueller report, or excuse me, the Attorney General report of the Mueller report. Chris is waiting in his car. I want to get you in here, Chris. Hello, sir.
Hey, Chris.
Hey. Yeah, you know, grew up in the 60s and stuff, and I've got a couple friends who are, like, super Trump. And, you know, every time it got to the point where we got together, and out of the clear blue, that he'd say stuff like, God bless America, we have Donald Trump, and we're all going, like, whatever. And this is going to be, this report now, it's going to be, like, totally impossible to even be around the guy, which was kind of like that before. And I think there's a lot more of those kind of guys than we'd like to think, unfortunately.
So you think people are going to be rubbing it in?
Oh, this guy I know? Sorry, but shit fire, yeah.
Oh, Chris, we can't.
Oh, boy.
I should have let him go.
Wow.
Dan had to beep that one out. Sorry, buddy.
All right, Dan, working hard today. Keep your finger over
that
button.
Politics does to us, I promise.
Yep.
We will lighten it up a little later. We'll talk about Chick-fil-A after the news.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.